Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie, and happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday it is. Wow.
I know. I have a bone to pick with you.
What is it?
I've been saving it for this podcast, but I'm really, really upset with you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You're never upset with me. This is
no, this time I was so pissed. Okay. So for my 30th birthday, I had a wig themed party. So everyone had to wear a colored wig. Just guess who didn't wear a wig.
Okay. Hold up. I did bring a wig and I wore it for the 30 minutes we were in your apartment for the pregame.
But then when we went out, she was the only brunette out.
I have to say, though, I did borrow a wig from somebody for your party who was also at your party. But
who?
It was Caitlin.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
But she brought me a pink freaking wig.
I was also wearing a pink wig.
Yeah, but like with your complexion, it's cute.
It's not about the complexion and how you look. It's just going by the theme, okay? So we went out after, like we were bar hopping, and Deep D looked like a normal person. Like, yes. She was in a sea of all pink, blue, purple wigs, and it was just her brunette hair. But anyways, okay, so I was like, whatever, you know what, you do you. She doesn't want to wear the wig, whatever. Look like a sore thumb, I don't care.
It's not felt like a sore thumb, I'm not gonna
like,
lie.
Okay, like I get it. I was like, it's not her thing to dress up, that's fine. Love her anyways.
Love her anyways.
Fast forward to now. She sent me a picture a few days ago and she's in this like medieval times costume.
Yes.
And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, what is this for? And she goes, I'm going to a medieval times themed party. And I was like, oh. And I was like, you look like a medieval times woman right now, but you didn't wear a wig to my fucking birthday.
Listen, I was still insecure when it was your birthday.
What, this about was 3 years ago? Hair?
Yes. My least favorite thing in the world is when someone tells me we're going to have a themed party and you cannot come not in costume. That's my worst nightmare.
Look, I didn't say that to you.
No, you didn't. I knew that sending that picture was like rage bait because it was. I should have known better.
It caused me, it brought back trauma. And I was like, you look really pretty and I'm happy for you, but I'm going to remember this.
I'm not going to lie. If there wasn't a mandatory costume for getting on the party bus, like legitimately in the instructions of the invite was, if you're not in costume, you will not allow to get on the bus.
Well, next time I know if I have another themed birthday party, that's what I'm going to tell Deep D.
Yeah,
because you're not allowed to come if you don't stay in costume the entire time.
Yeah, see, I think that that is a good distinction to make because you said that wigs are optional. You're like, it's going to be a wig themed party, but it's optional.
Okay, I feel like optional actually means like, no, you have to do it.
It's like strongly like, recommended.
Yeah, like optional means like, I'm not going to pressure you and come off as a bitch on this invite, but like you better come in costume.
No, there's nothing worse than somebody telling me I need to dress not in black.
You did look very cute though. That's my favorite type of period, the medieval times.
I honestly, this was my very first time at medieval times and—
Oh, you guys went to medieval times? Like the
yeah,
actual—
like the actual medieval times. Yeah, everyone was in costume. And when we went there was some people that weren't like dressed up and they kept looking over at us because there was 25 of us and they just were staring and they're like, oh, like, I like that you guys dressed up. And I'm like, so how come there's people here not dressed up? Like,
how come
why
there's
are
people
we
here in jeans yeah. and a T-shirt?
Literally with just their little Burger King looking hat. Oh, that's the like their little crown. I was like, wait a minute, you guys, I cannot believe you put me through this. Honestly, I don't mind dressing up in costume as long as there's other people with me. My biggest... I wouldn't say...
Is that so? Is that so?
Listen, Natalie, during your birthday, the wig party, I had just been dumped on national television.
No, you dumped Jake.
Technically, he was the first one to be like, oh, I'm not into you. So technically, he did it first. And I just did the last straw, you know.
You're right. Okay, actually, that's true. My birthday party happened less than a month after our season came out.
Yeah, I was just very sensitive at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, people are looking at me.
Meanwhile, I was like, look at us in the wigs.
Honestly, you do love a costume so much.
I do. I'll go all out for a costume. Well, actually, I don't like being invited to like costume or themed parties anymore because for example, like my Marge Simpson costume from last year.
That was a slay.
That cost me like more than $100. It sucks because I'll never wear any pieces of that costume again. Like, what am I going to do with a yellow whole body jumpsuit? I don't even know like what to call it. Like, what am I going to do with it?
You need to just start a collection for your future kids, because if they're anything like you, you know, they're going to love to dress up and listen, they're going to have all the options.
That bodysuit was like a $15 Amazon piece. I don't think it's going to last 30 years.
I agree. Okay. Thank you. Costume parties should never be a thing because it's a high end consumerism. Like the amount of shit that I ordered off of Amazon and I'm never going to wear it again. Like I bought sword earrings. Where am I ever going to wear sword earrings?
Yeah.
They were kind of a slay though.
Yeah, they were a slay. They were a slay. I am a little bit disappointed that you decided to go as like a normal medieval woman. I feel like if I was invited, I would go as Shrek. Like, I feel like you have to go like all out.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I just put two and two together that Shrek is like medieval times era, because at the medieval times.
Have you ever watched Shrek? How is that a thing? What, do you think it was set in 2010?
I guess I just didn't like put the two things in my brain together, because when I was at the medieval times, they kept giving out like Shrek themed like drinks. And I was like, I'm so confused. Why is Shrek involved? I was so confused. I was like, oh, cool. You got a Shrek drink. But I'm confused. Why are they selling that here?
That is crazy. His accent is definitely medieval times era.
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, where he's like, donkey. Like, <that. laughs> like, when else would you ever talk like that? In what era of the world?
I have no idea. I don't know. Like, I don't even know what medieval times is. What era is that? Like, what century are we talking about?
I actually don't know. Is it the 17th century?
I have no idea. We'll look it up. I'll look it up after this. But this makes sense as to why there are so many people dressed up as Lord Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad.
I was like, Jesus.
Isn't it
crazy? Do you get the ick when you see men in costume?
No, I love it. Especially,
we couldn't be more different.
No, I love it if they go all out.
Actually, you know, now that I think about it, when I was at the party, all of the men dressed up in like, there were knights and kings and like all these things. And they did a really good job. One of them was like a Viking or something.
That gives me the ick.
But listen to this. One dude walked in and all he had was like a green shirt with some string on it. And I was like, you didn't even try.
What is he supposed to be?
I don't know. Robin Hood.
Huh?
I guess Robin Hood is also in the same era.
I could see that.
So he just wore like a green shirt. I was like, this is the low effort is giving me the ick.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, go big or go home.
Right.
The man I will marry is someone who's going to put a lot of effort in their costumes or a theme. Like, I feel like men who don't put effort in a theme, that gives me the ick. Like, you're too cool for this.
Yeah.
And it also signifies there's someone who, they're a low effort person.
Yes. Or they're just like deep tea who've had insecurities in the past.
That gives me the ick too. You don't want an insecure man.
No, you definitely don't.
I feel like a man who goes all out in a costume or a theme, like that's the man who's going to buy you flowers on a first date. That's a man who thinks ahead.
Yes.
Who was able to order all these pieces for his costume before a party. Like, that is such a green flag.
The thought that's put into it is the green flag.
Yeah. But like, you knew how to put a vision all together.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. You're right. The effort is what makes it attractive. But if my man's is having like a birthday party and he's like, I'm going to make it themed, something about that gives me the ick though.
That also gives me the ick too. Right? Like, I feel like that request needs to come from a woman.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
But when a man does the theme right, that is the love of my life. I haven't met that type of man yet.
Oh, really? You should have come to medieval times with me, because there was at least 10 of them.
I feel like none of them did the theme right. I saw the pictures.
What? Yes, they did. There was a king.
It was like too predictable. I need a man who's like, you know what? This costume is going to blow everyone away. That's the type of man you want. Like, you want a man who's going to be like, man, I'm going to be the funniest person there.
You want the man who dresses up as Shrek.
Yes.
On the park bus for medieval times.
I want a man who's dedicated to painting his entire body green. for one occasion.
So aggressive.
And who's going to attach like ears?
No, Natalie, that's aggro. I'm not for it at all. No, but I'm not going to lie. Some of the men last night were pretty hot. They were like, I think I could date a king.
See, I also don't like when hot men dress up in hot costumes.
Said no one ever.
Because that, I feel like that means you know that you're hot. So you're going to dress up as something that's hot. And I don't like that. That shows you have an ego.
Oh, like a man.
You're a narcissist.
Being Prince Charming.
Yes.
Or like...
yes.
Honestly, you're right. That
I hate that.
I hate that too.
Yeah.
But like a king is not a typical. But for the medieval times, it's so fitting.
If my man was invited to a medieval times party and he dressed up as a king, it's over.
I don't know, dude. Dating you has a lot of rules.
You know, at this age, I feel like the things that people do say a lot about themselves.
That's true. And I had that revelation when I dressed up for this medieval times thing. I'm like, you know what? Let me try to get to the core of why I absolutely hate costumes. And I think I realized if there's anything that points to like, look at me type of scenario, I absolutely hate that because I hate being the center of attention.
You are a wallflower.
I am a wallflower. Explain to me why I'm a wallflower.
Like you try not to be the center of attention.
Oh, yes.
You are the person at the party that people go to when they're drunk and they need advice on something.
Oh, wow. It's so funny that you say that because last night, one of my guy friends is going through a breakup and
they're broken up.
Well, they're broken up, but they're like in this limbo stage of like, should they get back together or should they not? And of course, deep tea being deep tea, me being me.
You're like, let me insert myself and be,
oh, absolutely,
be his shoulder to cry on.
And I was just that for a whole hour.
For an whole hour?
For a whole hour. We're just like in the corner of the room talking because I was like, you know what? This man actually needs my advice. And I was helping him like sort through his feelings. And I'm like, he like really wants to get back together with his ex. And I was like, why? Like, can you explain to me like in what situation you would want to get back with her? Like,
break if it down didn't your work. Feelings for yeah. me.
And I was really surprised because normally they're like very high level. They're just like, yeah, like I'm going through it. We broke up, blah,
like
blah,
men.
Blah. Men in general, right?
Yeah.
But for him last night, he literally poured out his whole heart. And I don't think I've ever had a guy friend get that deep with me about his relationship.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. The days are getting shorter, and I always forget how much that shift can sneak up on you. When the sun sets earlier, it's easy to feel isolated or disconnected, even when we're surrounded by people. Just last week, I finally reached out to a friend I haven't seen in months. We kept saying we should grab lunch, but life just got so busy. And I sat there thinking, like, why didn't I do this sooner? Reaching out for therapy can feel a lot like sending that first message. It takes courage, but it's almost always worth it.
Connection matters so much, whether it's a friend, a family member, or a therapist who's there to help you navigate the darker days. BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences. If you aren't happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time.
This month, don't wait to reach out. Whether you're checking in on a friend or reaching out to a therapist yourself, BetterHelp makes it easier to take the first step. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/outofthepods. That's betterhelp.com/outofthepods. Every man, the moment there is a woman who's willing to listen, they pour their hearts out because they can't do it with their guy friends.
No, never. Because they're just not able to get vulnerable with other men, I feel like.
Yes.
Or they're like, oh, I'm going to play it like a cool guy. Yeah. Like, it's not bothering me type of situation.
Or their guy friends aren't asking them the right questions, you know? Like, yes. They don't have like the interest or the empathetic eyes to ask the right questions of like, what happened? Why do you feel this way?
Yes.
And then giving the advice of like, it's okay, we're gonna move on. Men are incapable of doing that.
Never. And this is exactly why, like, even in my past relationships, when I would ask my ex, like, hey, like, why did your friend break up with her? He's like, oh, I didn't ask any follow-up questions.
Is that crazy?
Like, what do you mean you didn't ask any follow-up questions? Like, not even, oh, what happened? No, nothing.
Yeah. You're
just like, oh, cool, I'm sorry, bro.
No, that's why it's crazy that women didn't have the right to vote back in the day.
Fair.
You know?
Fair, yes.
What would men do without women?
Yeah, what do they even talk about?
Like, who would be the ones listening to your deepest, darkest thoughts? There was a clip that was going on from Amy Poehler's podcast where one of her guests is talking about how there is a study that if you ask a man who their best friend is, it's a woman. Like, it's always their, like, wife or partner. Mm-hmm. But if you ask a woman, she's like Holly, you know, like her legit female best friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's because a man needs a woman for them to open up.
Okay. I'm so happy that you brought this up because I had the most unique experience at the hair salon the other day. Pod besties, I got my hair dark, by the way. FYI. No,
I like it.
I was just sitting there with my foils in and a straight man walked into the salon.
Why is that bad? I feel like straight men are always go to the hair salon.
Not the hair salon. They go to like a barber. But I feel like at our hair salon, like I've never seen a straight man in there before getting their hair done. So that's why I was like, this is so weird that this man just walked in. And he sat down and actually showed pictures of a haircut style that he wanted to the stylist. And I was like, he's just a girl. He's just a girl. And the entire time he was talking to her about like his relationship, like the issues that he's having, like, is he going to propose? And I thought to myself, I was like, oh, men need like a therapist in a hairstylist form. When I talk to my hairdresser, she is like my therapist. I talk to her about everything. We catch up on life, all the things. And the fact that he also was doing that, like, very much shocked and surprised me.
I'm telling you, I feel like men need women to open up because they're unable to do it with their guy friends. It's just like nothing of substance. Like, there's no vulnerabilities being shared. Nothing. It's more like,
oh, did you see what happened in that game? Yeah, bro. Like, and that's the thing. Like, even with my brother, I don't know how he talks with his friends per se. But when I talk to him, we can like get deep. So I feel like it's the woman's touch that makes guys feel empathetic, vulnerable.
It's our empathetic touch.
Yes.
It's our ability to understand and feel.
Men can't feel without women.
Yeah.
Or they don't feel comfortable feeling unless it's with a woman.
100%. You
know? They're like, never show any emotion with other guys unless it's sports. With sports, they're like, they just go all out. It's like, I don't even know. They're married to the sport.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, it was such a unique experience at the salon, though. I was eavesdropping the entire time because I was like, I need to be a fly on the wall because I need to know what men think and talk about when we're not around. That's why I was like eavesdropping the entire time.
I feel like men would love to talk about what women typically talk about. Like, they want to hear the gossip. Mm-hmm. They want to hear what's happening in each other's lives. They want to like be able to like comfort each other, laugh with, you know?
Yeah.
But they just can't. I feel like it's just the man's way.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm a woman.
Same. I actually thank God for that all the time.
Yeah.
And also like pod besties, if there's any men listening out there, let us know if we're like not on the mark with this, because to this day, I feel like I haven't found two men who vulnerably talk to each other. Or maybe they do and I just haven't heard of it. But I need to find them.
I want a man who has a woman friend out there because that means he's emotionally mature.
Okay, but like, can I ask you something?
I don't want to bear the burden of being like my partner's only like vessel of support.
But I'm not going to lie. If I'm in a relationship with somebody and they have a close girlfriend, something about that threatens me a little bit.
Really?
Just like a tiny bit.
I think it depends on who she is.
Yeah.
I've been in relationships where my partner has a close girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And when I meet her, she doesn't give like just friend vibes.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Where she gives this vibe as if I'm like threatening her relationship with my partner. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's other girls who just give the vibe of like you just like them. I don't know.
Platonic.
What it's platonic.
I don't know. I just like, and obviously this is like an insecurity of mine because I've had issues with trust in relationships.
Yeah, same.
But if like my boyfriend or husband is going to another girl friend to talk about like issues in our relationship or just to like be a confidant, I think I would feel upset about it. I'd be like, what do you mean you're talking to her about how we're fighting all the time? Like, no, thank you. Why are you talking
to
her?
No, I don't want them to consult with their guy friends. I feel like their guy friends would give them the worst advice or be so unhelpful.
It's true.
I feel like, no, a woman's touch is needed. I wouldn't mind if he went to like a female friend for advice. As long as like I knew she had great intentions and I met her and I knew her.
Yeah.
If he needed it. And it was about our relationship, I would be like, you know what? Thank goodness a woman is giving this advice.
Well, that's like the perfect scenario where it's like, oh, I don't feel at all threatened by this person because like she's such a good friend and has been for years. But if it's like a new friend, like I'm out. Like, no, thank you.
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely like based on the person. Yeah.
Me and Nat are very careful about what we buy and put in our closet, and that's why we both buy and sell on The RealReal. At up to 90% off retail, you can buy pre-loved pieces from designer brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., Cartier. Everything The RealReal sells is authenticated in person by luxury and fashion experts. And with the holidays around the corner, it makes the best place to get the best gifts for your loved ones and for yourself.
The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. With thousands of pre-loved luxury arrivals daily, no one does resale like The RealReal, and no one makes the holidays shine brighter than The RealReal. And now get $25 off your first purchase when you go to therealreal.com/outofthepods. That's therealreal.com/outofthepods to get $25 off. Start shopping at therealreal.com/outofthepods.
I think back to how I was talking to my guy friend forever about this situation. And I thought about it afterwards and I was like, I wonder if like his ex would mind, because like me and her are friends also.
Oh, from the party bus.
From the party
from
bus.
From the medieval times party. Mm-hmm,
from the medieval times party. And I was wondering, I was like, oh, I wonder if she would like have an issue with me talking to him for this long about their relationship and giving advice, because I don't know. Like, what if she feels some type of way?
She views you as a threat.
Yeah. And I just thought about that. Just clicked while we were talking. I was like, damn, what if he mentioned something?
Okay. If you were her, if you were her, would you be mad?
I don't think so.
Because you know that your intentions aren't malicious or you have any feelings for him. So I feel like it, again, I think it depends on the person.
Yeah. And it's just like the perspective from her side, like how she would view the conversation, because I'm obviously on his side saying like, oh, you need to like think things through. Like, why are you trying to get back with somebody or not? If it didn't work the first time, like what makes you think it's going to be better the second time? Like, what are you going to change? You know, I was like,
yeah, you needed to. You know what? She should be grateful for you.
Thank you. I really hope she is, because I'm like, listen, girl, I am going to shape this man into who you need him to be.
Or you're asking him the right questions that makes him realize he's not good enough for her.
Yeah, like exactly. Like he needs to think
he just wants
through
to get back with her because of ego, but not because he's willing to change anything.
Yeah. Oh. T.
I've been resuming going on dates. I like took a little pause because like men were just like making me mad.
Not a good space to be in.
I was just getting very annoyed with just like little things. And I was like, you know what? I'm not in the mindset to be dating. So I need to take a break. And I did. And then I got to a place where I was like, I would love to have a man's touch. So
a man's touch.
I just want a man to like touch my hand, you know, okay. Or something like that.
You're craving some intimacy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just like, I need to have a conversation like romantically with someone.
Yeah.
Calling Deep D every day is just not fulfilling anything in me. Like, you know, when you just like, I want to feel something. I want the feeling of someone pining for me, me again, trying to impress me.
Yes. That's how I felt at medieval times. There was a man hitting on me all night on the party bus. And I was like, oh, I miss this.
You miss it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like being desirable in someone's eyes.
Like attention is kind of nice.
Yeah.
I forgot about it.
Like I haven't worn makeup in so long. The only time I put on makeup is for this podcast. And, you know, like putting on makeup for a date where you're like, wow, my hard work is about to be noticed, is a really good feeling.
It's like it I missed rewarding. It.
Anyways, I've been seeing this guy, and one of our dates, he cooked me dinner at his house. And, you know, at some point during the date, I used his bathroom. And as I'm sitting on the toilet, I can see his shower.
Yes.
Like it has a glass door. And I saw 3-in-1 shampoo, conditioner, body wash.
three in one.
Yeah, it's just like one bottle and it's supposed to be your shampoo and conditioner and body wash all in one.
I've heard of two in one, but I've never heard of three in one.
I was shocked.
What?
It was an Old Spice three in one.
Body wash, conditioner, and shampoo.
Yes.
I don't think like chemistry wise that can be a thing.
And I was like, wow, he probably has never had a girlfriend. I was flabbergasted.
Did you immediately come up with an excuse to leave? Because that's insane. I wanted to,
but I was like, you know what? I'm kind of hungry, so I need him to cook for me first.
Let me just see how his cooking skills are.
Yeah.
And I can improve his hair health later.
The fact he still uses three in one, no woman would allow that.
Yeah. And that's the thing, though. I feel like boyfriends mooch off of their girlfriends' like products. So like shampoo, conditioner, I know my ex did. Shampoo, conditioner, creams, like hair oils, all the things. And I just feel like they're cheap. Like they don't want to buy the shampoo and conditioner.
No, it actually made me think that like he is stubborn. I didn't bring it up to him. I was like, I feel like that's kind of unhinged for me to be like, hey, I took a look into your shower and I saw you had a three in one.
But I happened to be snooping.
It definitely like impacts the way I view him now. Like every time he texts me, I'm like, I was like, you must not have very soft hair or soft skin.
You're like, but I can change that.
And I was like, but I can fix you. I'm just kidding. But the reason I bring that up, because I was thinking like, wow, I'm really going to change his life.
No, absolutely. And I think women do change men's life a lot.
Yeah.
Because I feel like boyfriends who get exposed to like the good skincare products and the good things.
Yeah.
They never go back. Like my guy friends, one time he came over and he needed like lotion. And so I gave him some like face cream and he texted me a few days later and he was like, what was that brand? It was like amazing. And now he literally buys it every month.
No,
I changed his life for the positive.
I know. And I feel like that's a man who's open to change.
He's probably just like, listen, it's quicker. I can just do this one time and be done. Why do I need three steps?
I just don't understand the purpose of a three-in-one. If it's supposed to be conditioner, how do you put that all over your body as well?
That's what I'm saying. It's not chemically possible for it to be a body wash, a shampoo, and a conditioner. Like, they are lying to you. That's not real.
I know. Like, that's like putting a bar of soap, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you just take a bar of soap and just, like, put it in your hair, your face, and just...
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like a lot of men do that. Just take a bar of soap and just... They're like, yep, I'm clean.
Wow.
You know, like in even thinking back to the salon thing, I was laying in the chair getting my shampoo done and he was right next to me doing his. And I was like, at the barber shop, they don't shampoo and condition. Like imagine them not getting pampered when they get their hair done.
I've never been in a barber shop, so I have no idea. But when I was dating New York boy, he really was like the first man to give me like a look into what it means to get a like a men's haircut.
Yeah, the inside scoop. Let's go.
Yeah. So he got a haircut every 2 weeks. It only cost him $20.
Crazy. Meanwhile, we're spending hundreds.
I know.
Ugh.
I know. To like, you know, like I still have to like dye my roots and everything.
Yeah.
But it only cost him $20 every other week. And when I was visiting New York City, he was like, oh, sorry, like I have a haircut appointment. I didn't realize it would coincide with a weekend you were visiting, but he's like, it's only going to be like 15 minutes. Like I'll be in and out in 15 minutes. I was like, what?
That's crazy. Crazy work.
I know.
Why do men have it so easy?
I know.
They don't have to buy makeup.
They could pee anywhere they want.
They could pee anywhere they want.
Because I've seen men pee like next to a dumpster. And I was like, imagine if a woman did that.
No, it's actually so crazy how little they have to do and how little time they have to spend at like the salon or getting a haircut. Meanwhile, it takes us hours to get anything done.
I know.
And on top of that, we have to pay for makeup. We have to do our eyebrows. We have to get a wax. There's just so many things. And I feel like men just have it so easy. I have been taking creatine consistently for over a month now, and I'm shocked at the difference it's made, not only with my energy levels, but with my strength and my overall mental clarity. I've been loving Momentous and their new creatine chews. They are these bite-sized lemon-lime chews, and it's just never been easier to stay consistent with something.
You can feel good about taking Momentous because they spent years testing until they created the first chewable that actually meets the Momentous standard. Uncompromising science,
ingredients, meticulous sourcing, and real transparency. No artificial sweeteners, no fillers, just science-backed, clinically proven performance in a portable, craveable format.
Right now, Momentous is offering our listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code OUTOFTHEPODS. Go to livemomentous.com and use promo code OUTOFTHEPODS for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code OUTOFTHEPODS.
I used to be someone who would always offer to split the bill on a first date. I still do, but I say it more of like a...
Would you like me to?
Yeah. We spend so much money on makeup. Mm-hmm. And I waste so much product getting ready for a date. Like, I probably spend like $10 worth of products, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, and so much electricity too. Because I'm like, you know, like blow drying my hair and like curling it on my own.
That's
and
at least like, $2 more.
Yeah. And I was like, that's $2 or $3 on my electricity bill. And I was like, you know what? The time and effort and money it took me to get ready for this date, like you should pay for the first date. A man should.
I agree. And the fact that like I'm also walking here in heels, you know how many calories I've burnt?
Yeah.
So you should be paying for my meal. Yeah,
the effort it took, like you just had to wear a shirt and like pants and like maybe put on cologne. That's it.
Yeah. Maybe some aftershave and then yeah, you're done.
Literally. After someone explained that to me, how much more effort it takes us to get ready for a date, I don't pay for the first date. I don't offer to pay anymore for the first date.
Honestly, that's very fair. I actually like that. Yeah. And anytime a man is going to dispute me on it, this is a story I'm going to bring up.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, so how long did it take you to get ready?
Yeah.
And even though men have it a lot easier, I want to be born as a woman in every lifetime.
I do too.
Right? Like, yeah. Imagine being a man. No, thank you.
Imagine my personality as a man.
Oh, you'd be the worst.
I'd be the worst. I really would be. I would always choose to be a woman. I love womanhood.
Me too.
I love women conversations. Yes. I just love women.
That's why we're integrating men into women conversations more and helping them be vulnerable because yeah. They honestly need it. The way this man poured his heart out to me, I was like, you have been holding on to a lot. Like, do you need a therapist? You can pay me. I will be your therapist for you.
Going back to the guy that I'm going on dates with, I was just joking about the 3-in-1, though it's definitely in the back of my mind. I'm just definitely going to like remember that. The other thing that gives me like a little bit of pause is he's not funny.
That's you a know? No-go for you.
He laughs at my jokes, but he doesn't make me laugh. Mm. And I brought that up to my girlfriends and I was like, I don't know why it like kind of bothers me that not that he doesn't have a sense of humor, but he doesn't make the attempt to make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, that's okay. Like, that's fine. Like, you don't need someone to like always make you laugh.
Yeah.
Like,
you can be the funny one in the relationship. Yeah.
But recently, I feel like the universe sent me this.
Oh, I love when the universe does things like that.
I was perusing psychologytoday.com, as I do sometimes.
Just a light read. No big deal.
I was like, you know, just why not? Like, I was like trying to take another quiz or test or something like that.
You love those damn quizzes.
And I saw this study that was done by researchers in Austria that there's a correlation between humor and high intelligence.
Yes, I have actually seen this before. And sarcasm, too.
Yeah.
Like, it equates to high IQ if you can be sarcastic and have, like, not a dark sense of humor, but...
I think it's a dark sense of humor.
Is it a dark?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which you definitely do.
And I was like, wait, first of all, this means that I'm really, really smart.
Yeah, you're like, you're saying I'm smart.
Or at least he thinks I am. But then I was like, wait, that means that he's dumb. That he doesn't have high intelligence. And do I want a man like that in my life?
You absolutely don't. But question, is it that he needs to come up with jokes to have the high IQ, or is it that he can comprehend your dark humor and laughs at it?
He's not witty. He doesn't say anything that's humorous.
Damn, I'm dumb too.
No,
just
like
kidding.
That was funny.
Yeah.
So you're smart.
Once in a while.
You have intelligence, but he would never do that.
Aww.
Like, I would never hear type of comment from him.
See, we need to train him.
He went to Harvard. Just crazy we're saying, wait, he's dumb.
I love how we're questioning his intelligence and he went to Harvard. What the helly?
He also graduated as a valedictorian from of his high school class.
Well, you know what they say about valedictorians.
What?
That, like, they end up not being successful in life.
Oh, he's pretty successful.
Don't worry. Slight tangent.
But I made a joke about how he went to like a so-so school. But it went over his head where he was like, wait, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he seriously questioned me. And I was like,
this is a prime example of how there's a difference between being book smart and street smart.
No.
Or life smart.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Or more like having a sense of humor. You know, I was like, I guess some people just don't have the funny bones.
They literally don't. And I feel really sorry for them, because like, what do you do with your life if you're not just laughing through it?
And I was like, huh? I was like, I'm not serious. It's the fact I had to clarify. I was like, oh, no. I was like, sorry, that was a joke. I mean, obviously, I was like, you went to Harvard. I know that's not a bad school.
The fact that it just went right over his head. He's like, what do you mean?
The worst thing about you telling a joke is when you have to clarify it's a joke and explain the joke.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe the joke's not that good if you have to explain it. You're like, well, you bitch.
True.
Can you send me the quiz, because I need to figure out.
It's a study.
It's just a study.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I would love to be a participant.
I know.
Because I need to know.
I was like, researchers say that
really 20% of the population.
Like, when this man is with me, his ha ha's are like the ha ha, like the, you know, when they're like belly laughing.
Yes.
Like, he thinks I'm so funny. And I was like, gosh, I must have a really high IQ. I must be so intelligent, and you're not. You know, I was like, and you definitely aren't.
I feel like I laugh at guys' jokes just to make them feel good about themselves. But they're not funny. I'm not saying that's a situation with you, but I'm just saying, yeah. Like,
no, I've never laughed. Him. I have not even given a little smile to anything he has said.
Just knowing you, I just...
Yeah. He's never
made me,
like... I
could just picture you being like, that's not funny.
My mouth has never opened and said, ha ha, to anything that has come out of his mouth. But anyways, it made me feel good. I was like, wow, the fact I make this man belly laugh.
You're so proud of this.
Yeah. And then after this was all going through my head, I was like, oh my gosh, am I a narcissist? I do think that I have a little bit of a low self-esteem. Like, I just view myself as a very normal person, like with very average skill sets, even though I think I'm really funny.
I'm like the jack of
all
trades.
I don't think I'm actually that funny. But like, I was like, this man that I'm with thinks I'm so funny.
Yeah.
So it makes me feel good. And then I did some deeper research on psychology today.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another study where it found that people who do reality TV shows,
mm-hmm.
so this is before they go on a reality TV show, they have more narcissistic traits than the average person.
That's so crazy to hear.
So like, people who have narcissistic traits, not saying that they're a narcissist,
mm-hmm.
tend to do reality TV shows.
Interesting.
And I was like, are we narcissists?
I literally am thinking to myself, I'm like, there's no way I have any narcissistic tendencies.
And then I think about how we have a podcast. And I was like, you have to have many narcissistic traits to have a podcast.
Yeah.
To even have the thought of like, people want to hear me speak.
Yeah. You're like, I think people would love to hear me talk.
Yeah.
That is a narcissistic trait.
And I was like, am I a narcissist?
Now that I think about it, right before the show, I was recording myself a lot, like singing songs. I would literally do it on Snapchat too, where I would literally just like record myself singing. And I thought I was hot shit.
Wait, what?
I literally was like, well, I was like, lip syncing.
I mean, what is
this
like?
Lip-syncing.
Is this like as you were going through the casting process, or is this like?
No, this was like, okay, we did our first interview, and then you know how we had like 8 to 9 months to just like mull in that because it was, you know, COVID era.
Yeah.
I was so bored out of my mind, and I was living back at home again because it was COVID, and I was so bored, and I would literally just like record myself like
singing,
just doing things. I took up guitar lessons and I would like record myself playing
DD.
Guitar.
It's just I don't want to know this.
No, I know, I thought I was hot shit, but like the fact that you mentioned this, I was like, oh,
that's
maybe
you're a narcissist.
Listen, I'm not a narcissist, I have narcissistic tendencies.
Allegedly.
Every year around this time, I have this little ritual that I love doing, and it's when I make my first soup of the year. It's nothing fancy, but it just shifts me into this calm, cozy mindset that inspires me to start changing things around me, like my decor, my wardrobe, and my makeup. I'm currently obsessed with the Brilliant Eye Brightener from Thrive Cosmetics. It gives me this radiant eye look for my warmer fall outfits. It's just chef's kiss.
I love small rituals. That's exactly how I feel about updating my makeup for fall with Thrive Cosmetics. Everything's vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean ingredients that actually work with your skin. And the impact behind every product is huge. Thrive has donated over $150 million in products and cash to more than 600 giving partners. So every time I use my favorite liquid lash mascara, which I have on right now and I use it all the time, it feels like I'm doing something good for myself and someone else.
Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/outofthepods for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, causemetics.com/outofthepods.
I think the only time I've done that, like recorded myself singing, is when I was 16. And then I watched it back and then I deleted it.
Don't say this.
And then
me.
I was like, you know what? I'm never gonna be famous. I'm never going to amount to anything.
This was honestly my hot era because I was like feeling really confident because I was like taking care of myself.
Yeah.
I was like working out, eating right, like doing all the things.
And then you're like, I'm going to be the next Mariah Carey.
And I was like, oh, wow, I'm hot. And I was just like, let me just start recording myself. Oh,
okay. Well, you know, that's why you did Love is Blind. Now we know.
But the difference, I think, is a narcissist would have posted those videos and thought they were hot shit. I just recorded them and said, wow, Deeps, that's kind of cool and cringe. And you know, I deleted it.
What I'm trying to say is, why bring this all up, even though this conversation spiraled a little bit and we found out something about Deep D? I just simply did not want to know.
My world is crumbling because of this information.
Is I'm dating someone who has a low IQ.
In conclusion, we have narcissistic traits and she's dating somebody dumb.
Yeah.
I think you continue dating him.
Yeah.
I think his sense of humor will. Is that not what you were going to do?
Okay, well, it's hard because I think I'm in this moment of my life of, am I being too picky with the men I'm dating? Mm. And the crazy thing is I'm not even in a position to be picky. Like, you know, I was like, I mean, what about me can be picky right
now?
Yeah. I was like, if anything, I'm a little bit desperate.
No, you're not.
But so I was trying to see past it.
Mm-hmm.
But after reading the study, I was like, if you don't have a sense of humor and you just don't understand humor in general,
mm-hmm.
that also means maybe you just don't have the intelligence to be a good partner.
And you don't want someone like that in your life because you are like, you value humor.
I know.
You really do.
But okay, I need the pod besties to tell me, is anyone dating someone who's not funny? Because obviously the study at the end of the day uses, you know, a small population of participants. So like maybe there's a correlation with humor and intelligence, but it doesn't mean that if you're not funny, you're not intelligent. Like, yeah. This man went to Harvard, okay? I couldn't get into Harvard if I tried.
There's different types of intelligences, you know?
But do you think that's something I should focus on? Or if someone is kind, nice, has a great job, very motivated at work, do I need them to be funny?
Yeah, because otherwise it'd be boring.
Right? Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yes, but is that what life's about?
Enjoying it, yes.
Like, do I really need to be with someone who's funny?
Yes. My answer to you is yes.
But I feel like all my girlfriends are funny and that's another outlet I could use. And I'm sure I'll have funny children.
I hope.
And also, am I even funny? Or is that my narcissism talking?
Yeah, you're having a crisis right now because our worlds are crumbling because the fact that you just pointed out that I'm a narcissist or have narcissistic tendencies is like shocking to me. I'm still hung up on that. I love how on this episode, we are literally processing our thoughts in real time because my world is crumbling a little.
But I'd love to know, can you be with someone who doesn't make you laugh? Like, is that okay?
No.
If he has everything else.
Yeah.
That you
and it
want.
Doesn't have to be like 24/7, this man needs to be making me laugh. But like, yeah, you want to have a good time and enjoy life together in certain moments, right?
Like you want to have a little cackle.
Yeah, like a big cackle. Belly laughs and cackles need to come with the relationship. And like, obviously not all the time. There's a time and place to be serious and there's a time and place to be funny. But if you're just serious all the time, I think I would literally...
But he thinks I'm funny, so he still laughs at my jokes. And I was like, is that enough? The fact that he doesn't make me laugh?
Well, he needs to be paying you for the comedy special that you're putting on, because that's exhausting to be the funny one all the time.
That's true.
I think you should go on a second date with him.
No, we've been on multiple dates.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Like, oh. I know he's not nervous anymore.
Yeah, he's not nervous. He's just not funny.
Yeah.
Or intelligent. Did you see that Hilary Duff is making a comeback and she released a new single called Mature?
I did see that. It really is a year of comebacks. Like Lindsay Lohan made a comeback.
Oh, what did she make a comeback? Another song?
She was in Freakier Friday.
Oh, duh. Oh, yeah, my God. Yeah. Yes.
And people are saying how she's really having this like redemption moment because she's now like a mom. She's more calm.
Yeah.
She had that like wild party girl persona back in like, you know, the 2010s.
So. I think the image of her dancing in Mykonos will always be like etched into my brain forever.
Oh, I know.
And I can't see her in any other form.
Hilary Duff making a comeback. I mean, she was everywhere when I was in high school. All her songs, like So Yesterday, the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Oh, the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Like, that's something that's
so
etched into my mind.
Yes. And that's why I love when people take a break, like from
a 10-year break.
No, honestly, like that amount of time is needed. And then they make a comeback and it's so nostalgic and it feels so good and you want to support them.
Oh, yeah. I love the fact that now she is 38 and we are close in age with her, kind of.
How dare you?
Kind of a couple of years. Now she's like relatable to me in an adult way.
Yes.
Like she was relatable then to me as a teen going through like all these different problems like acne and, you know, trying to like figure out your identity. Yeah. And like now here she is. I hope her song is about how like her back hurts. And how she's tired all the time, because I am.
Imagine the lyrics to that song. My back hurts.
That's what I need, someone to talk about the millennial experience now. Like how we're old, our lingo is out of date. We still wear skinny jeans.
Honestly, I did look at the lyrics to the song and she's basically talking about how she's like, why are you so mature for your age? But like talking about younger women. Like men saying this to younger women. Oh, you're so mature for your age. So she's essentially comparing her age now to like younger women. So it hits on the theme of I'm growing up.
I don't get that. I haven't listened to the song yet.
Okay, we're going to listen to it after this and see the feels.
But I'm really excited for her comeback because I love that she became a mother and was like settling down. And she's kind of showing people like that's not the end of your career.
Yeah.
Like you can come back.
Oh no, I love it. And I'm honestly surprised that it took her this long to come out with a single because she's literally married to a songwriter.
Oh, and she is.
Yeah. And so he's like written so many songs for multiple artists. So I'm like surprised that she chose now to come back. And I'm like, okay, Hilary, we see you.
I feel like she wanted to like settle with her family a little bit and like raise her kids and all this stuff. Yeah. And then here she is. She was trying to find the right moment.
Yep.
But no, I love it. I'm all here for it. I feel like I hope to have that sort of comeback in life, not like in the public sphere because I'm nobody, but like.
She comes on in 10 years on Love is Blind again.
Speaking of which,
yeah,
I saw that someone spoiled the cast members for Perfect Match season 4.
Oh.
And Jimmy from Love is Blind season 6 is on it.
Oh my God.
Isn't that so interesting?
That's so random because I thought he was dating somebody. But I'm not going to lie, Jimmy does look great after his hair plugs.
I haven't kept up.
He pops up on my TikTok sometimes and I'm like, okay, Jimmy, the hair, what do you call it? Plugs. The hair looks absolutely great. That was the move, honestly.
I've heard some things about his breakup with his girlfriend, who is no longer his girlfriend, his ex.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it was great. I think it's one of those things of like, okay, another opportunity to get more, you know, screen time and engagement. I mean, again, I don't blame it. I think that like there is this thing of like, once you taste a little bit of the intention and small fame after going on a reality TV show, you're like looking for that next hit of it.
Yes.
Especially people who want to do influencing full time. And I don't know about Jimmy's like job situation, but I know that he was like trying to be a full time influencer right after his season of Love is Blind.
Yeah. And like, you just never know when opportunity comes knocking at your door, like what direction you're going to go. But I don't blame anybody for taking it.
I'm just surprised they chose him. Not saying he's not good looking or anything like that. But I always feel like for Perfect Match, they cast people where they have like a larger fan base that will like want to watch these people on the show. And I don't think Jimmy was like a big part of his season.
Yeah. And not even that, like, I feel like his season aired such a long time ago that people kind of forgot about that season. So it's weird that they're bringing him back for Perfect Match. Like, was there anyone else interesting or notable?
Marissa from season 7.
Oh.
I know. Isn't that kind of surprising too?
That's shocking. I'm surprised that she even said yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think the last time I heard anything about her, she was studying for the bar.
Oh, yes.
She went to law school.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. I think it's that like juxtaposition of like, I'm studying for the bar, going on Perfect Match. It feels very like...
Yeah. Two different worlds completely. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And then Sophie from Love is Blind UK season 2.
Oh,
that I'm not surprised about.
No, I'm not surprised by that either.
I feel like she seems like someone who would be perfect for the show.
Mm-hmm. Perfect for Perfect Match. Oh, wait, I wonder who leaked it. That's so interesting.
I don't know. A few Podbessie sent it to us in our DMs. Maybe this is just a rumor and not true, but who knows?
Okay. Well, we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
Wait, this was such a fun little episode. I feel like all we've been talking about is Love is Blind, and I've just wanted to have a little session to talk about like everything that's happening in my life and all the things I'm talking about. And so I'm so glad we were able to do this.
Yeah, I love it. We needed a break from Love is Blind talk and like get away from reality TV for a little bit.
So. Yeah. So Pop Besties, let me know what you think about humor when it comes to a potential partner. Do they have to be funny? Or is it okay if they just laugh at your jokes?
And what's the correlation to their IQ? Make sure you guys leave a review and subscribe.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.